Essential Supplies and Step-by-Step Guide for Creating a Clay Disc Roller by Kevin. If you're a ceramic artist or enthusiast, creating your own tools can enhance your projects and give your work a unique touch. One such tool is a clay disc roller, which can be used to add textures or patterns to your ceramic pieces. Below, we outline the essential supplies you'll need and the steps to follow for making your own clay disc roller using a dowel and texturing tools. Supplies you'll need for creating a clay disc roller. Before getting started, gather all the necessary supplies. These items will help you cut, shape, and texture your clay roller. Basic tools. Needle tool. For fine detail work and scoring clay. Knife. To cut out your slab of clay. Dowels, different sizes. Used to shape the clay roller. Cloth square. To protect your clay and working surface. Pony roller. To create beveled edges. Ribs or old plastic cards. For smoothing and refining the clay surface. Measuring tape or ruler. For precise measurements. Carpenter square, optional. Helps ensure accurate angles and alignment. Texturing tools. To add unique textures to your roller, you can use various objects and materials. Here are some popular choices. Sticks. Acorns. Shells. Pressed vinyl placemats, cut up as needed. Chopsticks. Rubber-tipped tools. Bisque stamps. Chipboard shapes. Foamies. Any other found or interesting objects. By using found materials, you can create one of a kind designs that add texture and character to your ceramic pieces. Step-by-step guide to making a clay disc roller. Follow these steps to create your own clay roller from scratch. Step 1. Measure the circumference of the dowel. Start by measuring the circumference of your dowel. This measurement will determine the width of the clay slab you need to cut. Ensure that you have multiple dowel sizes available for various roller sizes. Step 2. Prepare your clay slab. Cut out a square from a 3/8 inch to 1/2 inch thick slab of stoneware clay with grog. The clay should be durable and able to hold texture well. Place the clay slab on a cloth to prevent sticking and to keep your work area clean. Step 3. Adjust the slab size. Based on the measurement of your dowel circumference, add an additional 1/4 inch to 3/8 inch to one dimension of the square. This extra clay will allow for overlap when wrapping the slab around the dowel. Adjust the other dimension of the square based on the length of the dowel, so the roller is proportional in height. Step 4. Add texture to the clay. Now, it's time to apply texture to your clay slab. Use the assorted texturing tools, such as shells, stamps, or foamies, to press designs into the clay. Be careful to leave at least a 1/2 inch to 1 inch clearance from the side edges to avoid the design running off the roller. Step 5. Bevel the edge. Using a pony roller, apply pressure to one edge of the slab to create a beveled edge. This beveled side will help the clay overlap smoothly when wrapping it around the dowel. Step 6. Wrap the clay around the dowel. Gently lift the slab by the cloth to avoid distorting the texture. Wrap the slab around the dowel with the textured design facing outward. Make sure the beveled edge meets the other side of the clay and gently smooth the overlap for a seamless connection. Step 7. Smooth the clay. Using a hard rib or plastic card, smooth the seam where the edges meet, removing any excess clay. This will ensure the roller has a clean, even surface. Step 8. Even the ends of the roller. Tap the ends of the dowel on a hard surface to even out the clay on both ends. This ensures that the roller is symmetrical and easy to handle. Step 9. Final design touches. If necessary, apply any final textures or designs to the seam area to ensure continuity across the entire surface of the roller. Step 10. Release and shape the roller. Gently roll the dowel across your working surface to release the roller and soften any sharp edges. This also ensures that the roller is uniformly round and ready for use. Step 11. Remove the roller from the dowel. Set the dowel upright and twist it gently to release the clay roller. This step requires care to avoid distorting the roller as you remove it from the dowel. Step 12. Dry and bisque, fire the roller. Allow the roller to dry completely before placing it in the kiln for a bisque firing. Bisque firing will harden the clay, making it durable enough for regular use in your ceramic projects. Using your custom clay roller. Once your clay roller has been bisque fired, it's ready to use. Roll the tool across your slabs of clay to create textured surfaces. The unique patterns you applied will be transferred onto your clay, adding a personalized and artistic touch to your ceramics. Conclusion. Creating your own clay disc roller is a simple and rewarding process for any ceramic artist. With just a few basic tools, some textured materials, and a little patience, you can make your own custom-designed rollers to use in future projects. By following this step-by-step guide, you'll be able to produce professional-quality rollers that will add unique textures and patterns to your ceramic work. Experiment with different textures and dowel sizes to create a versatile collection of clay rollers for your studio.